With his knack for reading offenses and showing up around the football, DeAndre Levy is undoubtedly one of the Lions players who keep opposing teams on their toes.
I would think if I'm an offensive coach preparing for him, that'd be a difficult thing to do. He is by far one of the top linebackers in the NFL right now.
But it hasn't always been that way. Levy came to the Lions out of Wisconsin in 2009. He had 211 tackles and 15 sacks in his career with the Badgers, but his first 4 years with the Lions didn't produce the same results.
His first four seasons, he was a little bit more quiet. How did he handle that transition?
Quiet. He was a lot more than quiet. I think he was a mute.
Comparatively to
who
he is now.
You are totally correct, but I think he was mute. He couldn't speak at all.
I think I was like most rookies, kind of just big-eyed and trying to figure my way out.
He's become this other person since his rookie year, and it's hard to believe. I'm sure if somebody had left in 2009 and I told him this story, what he was like right now, no one would believe that. His coming out party is the last year and a half.
2013 was when Levy showed up, as his coaches like to say, showed up around the ball. He jumped from averaging just over 3 passes defensed per season in his first 4 years to 15 last year, along with 6 interceptions. This year, he's on pace to have over 150 tackles.
What brought about that change?
The window is so small, to play in this league. And, even if you play a long time, 10 years, you still, it's only a 10-year career. You want to make the most of it in the small opportunity that you have to do this at the highest level. It's something you work so hard for, and why not try to go and, put your all into it and see what you can get out of it. It's one of the things that I, kind of pride myself in is embracing the process. It's one of my favorite parts about football is each week is a new challenge. Each week is a new, obstacle to kind of learn or work around. And each day you come out, it's like also kind of like a puzzle. Each week is kind of methodical. Each day you're trying to get a little bit better, put this piece together, and then Sunday it kind of works out.
Levy says it simply came out of a personal decision to be the best player he could be. Others have theories of their own.
Well, I've tried to find out, and I've asked him a number of times. I do know he went to Peru and climbed Machu Picchu. And I'm convinced that something happened on that mountaintop. Because prior to that, he was an okay player, that you were satisfied with. But ever since he climbed that mountain and came back and grew that beard at that time, that's when it started. He's become a different guy.
Is there any truth to that at all?
I don't know. I don't think there's any truth to that. I think that's, when guns start to see it, it's just coincidence, I think.
I think he met Yoda up there. I really do. And I've kidded him a lot about it. And he won't fess up to talking to anybody up there.
Regardless of whether the Incan ruins flip the switch for Levy, his frequent off-season travels have influenced the way he approaches the game.
It makes you kind of more conscious of where you are, like in life and in the world. Machu Picchu, for an example, just being up in the mountains, you kind of realize how small and meaningless some of the things you worry about is. You're kind of just in awe of like nature, and it kind of just centers you a little bit, especially after the season. So many highs and lows, and just kind of being out away from everything, out of your comfort zone, kind of brings you back to center a little bit. And it took me a few years to figure out a way to kind of rebuild myself, and not necessarily physically, that was what I always focused on, but kind of emotionally and mentally kind of get away and kind of come back rejuvenated for the next year.
It must be working. 2013 Levy was Pro Bowl caliber despite the fact that he didn't make the list. When asked if he was snubbed, Levy, humble as a campsite in the South American jungle, simply speaks highly of the players who were selected over himself.
I mean, there's a lot of guys who deserved it, and people, after the fact told me or thought I was snubbed or I deserved it, but if I deserved it, that means other guys didn't deserve it.
So Levy says he'll just work harder this year. As for the beard, it's not going anywhere anytime soon.
What did bring about the beard?
Because it's awesome.
Is the beard ever going to go away?
Never. It's going with me to the grave.
It might just be the secret to his strength. For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petrie.